Schneego Wasser. Rashi, the Giga, Shematilim Bashecher. Mashmith is Bazum, Zach only in beer. You shouldn't touch your hands with beer. Some say it shouldn't touch any food. But I call upon the Gemara's Mashmith with beer, the Yikazach. Yad Misama. Yad can mamish make you blind. Yad Machrish. Yad can make you deaf. Yad Mala Polimus. Yad can make you give up Polimus, Rashi. Mala Polimus means Reich Achoitim. Will make you smell bad. Or Haper. You'll come to smell bad from this. That's Pshana Gemara. So Rashi just like say, Vali Nero, the Yad Liyoma, that you're not supposed to touch your hands, you shouldn't touch your Aver, Lav Linya Shachris Nakalu, that's not on the gate before you wash Negavasa. El Mishum, Stam the Mabel they carry, Stam you shouldn't touch your Aver, that's Mabel they carry. Mesech Nidar Minim, but Tiksois Mishum Haitama. Right. Tanya Rebbe Nosanoimer, Bas Chorin Hizu, is this person that's on your hands before you wash Negavasa, his name is Bas Chorin. He's a free person, a friar person, can do what he wants. Rashi Bas Chirini Haruach Hashur El Yadayim Lefnei Nefila. Before you wash Negavas, you have a free guy on hand. You gotta watch out from him. Free means you can do whatever he wants. So Bas Chirini Hizu Umak Pedes Ad Sheyirchatz Yodav Gimupomim, and he stays on you. He doesn't leave you until you wash your hands 3 times. You have to wash Negavas 3 times. Rashi Umak Pedes Mertilosa Lenoitlo Yofam Ad Sheyishpech Mayim Yofa Gimupomim Ayodav. You have to wash each hand 3 times. Then he goes away. Omri Rav Yechinen, Poich Maver Bas Melech. Trashi Poich Im Nois Nebeinu. From the side it says Chola Nayin, some type of eye paint. If you put it in your eyes, it's Maver Bas Melech. Trashi Im Hezekuleinu. Hey, see, if he was Mazik you, this Bas Melech, he's also a Mazik that comes into the eyes. If you put eye paint in there, that's good for it. Hey, Poich Maver Bas Melech. O Poisek Esadimah. You put eye paint in your eyes, it takes away tears. Or mabe seya biafofim. Or make your eyelashes nice and big. So it's good to do it. Tanya namiyochi. Rabbi Yosi yoyme puch. This eye makeup is maver bas melech. Takes away the mazik bas melech from your eyes. Or poisek yasadim will stop you from tearing. Or mabe seya biafofim. Will have you a lot of hair on your eyelids. V'yama maruk for mashmuel. All in ain't be mishum refuah. Eating leaves on Shabbos is mutter. There's no issue mishum refuah. Don't think the guy's eating leaves as a refuah. It's mutter. Shrashi Olin kach a shame eisav. Doesn't mean any leaf. It means a special type of a grass. Eisav, a special type of a grass called Olin. You should know ain't be mishum refuah. Shrashi bachilos. If somebody eats it on Shabbos, lohoyer reinayin dloimosi. Even though your kavana is to take this to make you have better eyesight. Zechuras refuah, so Rashi is teretiz leimosi. You should know it's not going to help you. That's not called refuah. Therefore, it's mutter. If somebody stands thinks he's going to take these food that's going to heal him up, and it's not a medicine, so bad with mutter. So the Rachur is telling you that's not a medicine. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kusafrita. That's not a type of a herb. Something that grows is also aimed by mishum refuah. It doesn't heal you if you eat it. So don't waste your time. Omer Rav Sheshes, kashus is also aimed by mishum refuah. Eat kashus. Something else that grows. It's also not a refuah. Omer Rav Yosef, kusfrito afilu didi koshli. Even if I take it's no good for me. Josh, afilu didi means the more enayim I know I can see good. Koshli lekoyev ayin imachlen. If I eat it, it just makes me worse. No, it's not called refuah. It does more harm than good. Omer Rav Sheshes, gagira. It's also some type of a vegetable, something that grows. Is afilu didi mali. For me, it's even good. Josh, afilu didi the more enayim I know mali. Even though I have a good vision, still it's good for me. So come to say, if it's good, maybe then it is a refuah, maybe that will be also take on Shabbos. The other one I wrote for Amar Shmuel, kol minek shoyz, shori, all type of shoyz is mutter to take, levam mitruza, achut from truza, to take things that grow, truza is a refuah. Trasha kol minek shoyz, shori, lemechel b'shabbos, gled nam athisin, kol oichel na oichel adem refuah, tle mucha milsa, any type of an oichel that you eat, it's mutter to eat on Shabbos, because healthy people, normal people also eat it. Levam mitruza, shenodem oichel, ele refuah mucha milsa. Truza, some type of a growth that nobody eats it. You only eat it when you get sick. So if you eat it, that's called medicine. It's also take on Shabbos. The shayla about what about to take vitamins? Is vitamins mutter to take on Shabbos? So Moshe says that a person that takes vitamins every single day, to him it's like a normal oichel that's mutter to take on Shabbos also. It's not called you're doing a mishum refuah. That's a normal routine. But a person that doesn't take vitamins the whole time, no, only when he gets sick, he takes vitamins in, then the chura should be a shayla, then it could be a saucer. Because then the vitamins you're taking now, l'shem refuah. Those vitamins are middle case. It's not mamish like an oichel. It's not like taking a tea. But tea, everybody takes a tea. But vitamin is not really an oichel. So it's a chiddush. If you take a vitamin every single day, it's mut to take even on Shabbos. Then it's like an oichel. But if you only take it when you're sick, then you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Omer Rav Chisda, Shurika Tovi Shori. Shurika Tovi Zatrashi, Lisroik Pulatuach Shemen Ubeitzim Ugolim. You want to smear oil on top of an egg. Al-Atzli. You want to take oil and eggs mixed together and put it on top of a roasted meat. You took the roasted meat out of the oven, now you want to smear it with these things. Kishucham, even though the meat is still hot. Kishachashaych, we're talking about the beginning of Shabbos. You just took the meat off the oven, you still allow to smear the shemen and beitzim on top of it. Shori. Bavach le'eroseach, le'elavashim. Bavach, it can't mean that's not still yatz lettuce boy, the meat. But then I'll cook it up, there'll be nis tabishl on Shabbos. Le'armina domel masakin. The chiddush is, that's not called tikkun. Here we're talking about the meat is not that hot anymore. There's no shalav bishul. Shalav now it's time you want to put geshmako oil and raw eggs together and throw it on top of your meat. To mesakin the meat, that's not called tikkun. That's mutter doing Shabbos. Mashenkin pipua beya osir. It's also to scramble up an egg on Shabbos. Take a raw egg and beat up an egg on Shabbos. That's also to do. Why is it also? Trashi, pepeya beya. Litroy beitzim ugolim bekara is also. So trashi, to mechsei command the boil of mishdino bekdeiro. Because usually, what do you beat up raw eggs for? You beat them up to put them into the pot. So if you're beating up eggs on Shabbos, it looks like you want to cook it, make a fried egg on Shabbos. That's also just to beat them up. So tomorrow, that's what he holds. That's what Reb Chisda holds. I don't know if it's more than a loch or not, I'm not sure. The veisua de ziri. Ziri's wife. Of the lay, lechia barashi, he made it for chia barashi, but leyochel, he didn't eat it. Ormulay, so she told him, lerabcha av the lay biyochel, I made this scrambled egg. Vice says, I don't know, he's a chazan, what? He wanted to eat the raw egg. Sarach, yeah, how the chazanim do? They also stand, they beat it up. So she beat it up for him that he should drink it. So he didn't want to drink it. So she told him, I gave it to your Rebbe, and he did drink it on Shabbos. Ve'at leyochel, how come you're not eating it? Rashi Abdelay or Rashlan Sri Katovi, no. Rashlan, she made film, she's putting the stuff on top of the meat. Lerab Chaziri. Yep. Zokta Ziri Latami. That's no kash. Ziri did Latami. Yom Ziri. Noisin Odom Yayin Solul Omayim Sulul Techa Mishmeris Mishabis. If you have clear water or clear wine, you're allowed to put it through the sieve on Shabbos. There's no issue burr. Why? V'yayin Echoshis. Alma kiva de mishtosi hochi. You could drink clear water the way it is. You could drink the wine the way it is. Is lav midi kovim. You're not doing anything then. Even though you're putting it through the sieve or through the shmata that like purified the wine again, there's no issa burr. Because since it's edible right now, that's not called burr. You just want to make it super duper clean, there's no issa. Is hochi nami. Kiva de mistach lochi. Since the meat could be eaten the way it is right now without putting this gravy of oil and eggs on top of it, it's lav midi kovim, you're not called doing anything. You're allowed to put gravy on top of meat on Shabbos. Because you can eat the meat the way it is anyway. Therefore, it's mutter. But this first halacha about beating up an egg, it doesn't say klol halacha, it's not halacha, I don't see. No, no. V'yomar rukfa. Misha nokfa yodoy oy ragloy. Somebody bruised himself on Shabbos. He got a bang on his hand or on his foot. Soim soy biyayin. You're allowed to put wine on top of it. V'yayna choshes. You want to stop the swelling. So you put wine on top of it, still it's mutter. Trashi. He hurt himself on Shabbos. He got a wound. To stop the bleeding. If it's bleeding, even allow to put wine on top of it to stop the bleeding. And that's not, there's no issue with Shem Refuah. As you're now healing yourself, you're just stopping the bleeding. That's not called Refuah. Refuah means healing. This is just stopping the blood. That's mutter. So you're bleeding, you're allowed to put your finger there to stop the blood. That's nothing. I mean, you're not making more blood come. Iboiluhu, cholamai, what about to put vinegar there? Omarav Hillel, Ravashi, Kiavina Beravkana Amri, cholaloi. To put vinegar ready, no. Vice versa, vinegar heals. That's awesome. Omarava, Bahani B'nei Mechuza, Kiva de Mefanke, Afilu Chamra Nami Masilei. B'nei Mechuza, very mefunic, very particular. For them, even wine is also merapa them. So by also do it on Shabbos. Rashi the Mafanki Mugonim Hain, the whole Dovashu Chozik Ktsas Koshal Ibsorim with Simsain. Anything that you put on their meat is Lamas Simsain that makes it shivers up. So it's Lamas Marap. It's not just stopping the blood. It's already tzimtzum means like making the skin heal already. So that's called refuah. That's aser. As we hold a normal person, blood doesn't make the skin heal. It just stops the blood. That's mutter. Only vinegar makes the skin heal. But people are mafunakim. For them, even wine makes the heal skin make the skin heal. It's also doing Shabbos. Ravina Kloy Lavei Rav Ashi, Chazia de Rechicha Lechamra Agaba de Karya. Rechicha Lavei Rav Ashi, Chamor Derech Lehraglev. Chamor is Derech Lehraglev. He's the Chamor trampled over his foot. So he saw Ravina Kloy Lavei Rav Ashi, Chazia de Rechicha Lechamra Agaba de Karya. He saw that a Chamor trampled over his foot.
You are holding Daf Kuf Test. Omer Aleph, in the middle of the Gemara. Amrishat Ravina. The Gemara says again that Ravina Kloy Levei Ravashi. Ravina went to visit by Ravashi. Chazio did Dricha Le Chamra. He saw the way a Chamor and S was Dricha like trodden over. Agaba de Karya. On his foot. So Ravina saw the Ravashi had like a crushed foot. A Chamor stepped on it. The yos of the katzomas levechalo. So Rav Ashi was like soaking it in vinegar to get down the swelling, and this was on Shabbos. So Amulet Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Leisovlo Mar, don't you hold Lehodi Yomar Rav Hillel? That's what Rav Hillel said before, that chololoi, that you're not allowed to soak your swelling in vinegar. That's nikar more l'shum refua. That should be yosa. So Amalei answered back and said, "Gav hayad, the gav haregel shani, that the back of your hand or the back of your foot, that's different. Here it's muta." So Rashi says, "To before Rashi, the dericha lechamro, chamor dorach learagloi, that a chamor trotted over his foot." So Shani Rashi shema kosai kosha, that here the back of your foot, that's a very bad wound there. Or mesukin, and it's command like askonas tefoshes. And therefore, Mechal and all of us are Shabbos. Like, if you have to be Mechal and Shabbos, it'll be Mutter. So therefore, for sure, it's Mutter to do this Refuah. That's not a Nisir Dirais. It's only an over Nisir Shvus. Havad, it was Mutter, Renech Nami. All the type of wounds, it would be also Mishum Refuah to soak it in vinegar. He could the army something like this. That the Maestro, when Ravina went to visit Rav Ashi, was like this. He could the army some say, Chazayu de Kot Somas Le Bechamra. He saw him soaking his wound in wine. So Amalei, so Ravina said to Rav Ashi, Leisov Lamar, don't you hold Lihod the Yom Rav that we had before, that Rav says that Hani B'nai Mechuzah, these people from B'nai Mechuzah, people living in Mechuzah, Kivun the Mefanki, since they're very delicate people over there, and if any little bit strength heals, is Afilu Chamer Nami Masilu, if they would soak their wound in wine, that would be awesome, because that heals for them, since they're so delicate. Even wine would also heal their maka, and therefore it's called the refuah. It should be also mishum refuah to take this on Shabbos. Omar, I mean, what he meant to ask was, Omar Nami, you also, Rav Ashi, Omar Nami, Homafanki, you're also a delicate person. So therefore it should be also for you to soak it in wine. On this Amalei, Rav Ashi said back, no, that Gav Hayad, the Gav Harego Shani, that this maka, the wound that I have, on the back of your hand or the back of your foot, that's a more more sakana, that's almost a sakana safoshus, and there it's mutter to do this. This refuah would be mutter to do on Shabbos to protect the wound that was agabi hayad, the agav haregel. To yom rav adab amas nom rav, gav hayad the gav haregel, the back of your foot, the back of your hand, hareya in kamake shechalal, his mom is called the wound that's inside your body, in the hollowness of your body, and therefore mechal in aleim as a Shabbos. If it will come to be Mechal Shabbos, it will be Mutter to Mechal Shabbos, because it's Ksas Sakona, if we let it do this type of refuah on Shabbos. Torah Rabbanan, look at this. It says, Rechtsim b'mei Gorer, you let it wash yourself on Shabbos, let it bathe yourself in the water of Gorer. It's the type of, it was this type of water, some type of a river it was. B'mei Chamsin, who had been a person could wash himself on Shabbos, in this water of Chamsin. Some say it means hot springs. V'mei Chamsin, hot springs. V'mei Asya, or the waters of Asya. Also near Tiberias, some say. over May Tveria, or else you can wash yourself in the waters of Tveria, even though it's hot water, this will be mutter to wash yourself on Shabbos. Avo loy b'yam ha-godol, but in the Yam ha-godol, the great sea, some says the Mediterranean Sea, there the author, for loy b'may mishra, can wash yourself, not in May mishra, it's the water that you soak flax in. Must because this water is only done mishum refuah, and therefore it's also to wash yourself. It looks like you're healing yourself on Shabbos. Refu is also to take on Shabbos. And v'loy b'yom mishal zdoim, the same, you can't go into the waters of stoim. Also, it's also is also a type of refuah. So more says for a minute. I have a question. Like Rashi says, if v'loy b'yom gadol more of a first time, why? For may mishra shasharim, but you soak pishtim there. But there are chitzah, but it's not there to wash yourself. It's dirty water. Only mishum refuah people do it. And the same thing, b'yom mishal zdoim, it's very salty there, and people don't wash themselves only mishum refuah. Therefore, in these two places, it's mucha milsi doing mishum refuah. Therefore, it's also. So, where is the question? Reminu, I'll throw you a question. It says, roicha tzim b'mei tveria. You're allowed to wash yourself in the mei tveria, even though it's hot spring water. Mikra din it's mutter. Or v'yam magul, there it says, you are allowed to wash yourself in the Mediterranean Sea. But not in this water you soak the flax in. Not in the salty water of stone. But I call upon them, Yamagodla is a stira. Are you allowed to wash yourself in the Yamagodla or not? First it says it's also, and here it says it's muta. So Marin says, there is no stira here. Horebi meyo, horebi yuda. Rashi says, hold the turn, after we say rechts and you're allowed to wash yourself in Yamagodl, that goes according to Rabbi Meyo. The Meshav Yekola Yamim Kiadod, all the rivers are alike, all the oceans are alike. And there's that mafli between the Yam HaGod and the Shah Yamim. See, if according to Rav Meir, just like the other oceans are mutter to wash in, Miyikar Adin on Shabbos, even though it's brought on Halacha, the Goyim already say, it's also to wash yourself in cold water, even in cold water on Shabbos. You should not go down to the river to wash yourself, not even in cold water, it's also. But that's later, Halacha, the Achronim put in Issa. But in the din of the Gemara, it's mutter to wash yourself in cold water. So therefore, it goes according to Meir Shita that all Yam have the same halacha. And Horeb Yudah, Rashi, all the Torah that we learned, Ein Rechs, you cannot wash yourself in Yam HaGadol. So it goes according to Reb Yudhi, that he makes difference between the Yam HaGadol and the Shayam like we'll soon see. So since there's some difference, therefore it's cholok, you can't wash yourself. What's the reason? The Gemara soon lasts. It doesn't make any sense. That's halacha and Hilchas Tumah. What's that have to do with Hilchas Shabbos? I call upon him, this is the Havamina, that according to Rabbi Yudah that makes the chilik between the Yam HaGadol and other Yamim, maybe there's a difference, and this Yam HaGadol, you can't wash yourself on Shabbos. What's the difference? The Tanan, we learned like this. We learned that Kol HaYamim, all the oceans, Kimikvah, have a loch like mikvah, all oceans have a loch like a mikvah. Shneemrit says, Lemikvah HaMayim Kor HaYamim Divrubi Meya, that all the oceans have the same halacha. They all have a loch like a mikveh, meaning to say they do not have a loch like a mayin. And Rashi said that a mayin for the tefillas zav needs a mayin, or else we have zoyus of a tzipora mitzora, tzipor of a mitzora davim. It has to be the mayin chayim. That's only good in the mayin from a well, but not from the yam, not from the oceans. They are not considered a mayin, but rather they're considered like a mikveh. That's what mayin. All the yam have the same halacha. Rabbi Yudah says, no, Yam HaGadol k'mikvah, only the Yam HaGadol is like a mikvah. Flaneh me'yamim el'shiyesh boi mina yam harbei. There has a lot of different type of waters in the Yam HaGadol. So only the Yam HaGadol has a locha like a mikvah. But the other oceans are cholak have a locha like a mayin. Rashi, flaneh me'yam el'shin rabim el'mifnei shemurovim boi mina yam harbei. Shekol ha'necholim olchim el'ayom. Rabbi Yosef says, Kol ha-yamim mitayim b'zeich l'no. He holds all the yamim, all the oceans are mitayim, Rashi's v'yam ha-godol, teres mayim, yes, it has a locha like a mayim on it. And therefore, mayim b'zeich l'm, running water, also is kosher. L'nyin shei mitayim b'zeich l'n, even when the water is running. Not like a mikveh. Mikveh can only be mitayim when it's standing still, b'ashbarin, not when the water is running. Only a mayim could be mitayim when the water is running. Therefore, Yesi says, "Kol ha'yam metarim zechem." All the oceans have a loch like zech like a mayin. Of sudlum mazavlum mitzrayim. Or the kaddish ben mechatas. But still, it's possible for a mitzayra or for a zav to use the kaddish ben mechatas. because the Ma'isa yields Mayim Chaim, it's not called. The Pasuk calls it a mikveh, it's not called Mayim Chaim. Even though it has locha, could be metayer, even though the water is moving, that's only the kumitari when the water is moving. And this prat is like a mayin, not like a mikveh. But as ikir alocha, the tyra that needs a mayim chayim, like the mayim for mechatis, or the water for the metzayra, for the zavim, that even basically agrees now it's possible to use from the yamim, yidavkev, take it from a well. Rakopon, according to Rabbi Meir Shittai, you see all the yam have the same alocha, so therefore, since you're allowed to wash yourself in other oceans, in other rivers, you can wash yourself also in the Yam HaGadol on Shabbos. So this the Gemara asks, Mask of Lor of Nachim, Nachman asks the question back, Mask of Lor of Nachim by Yitzchok, Eimo,